mission that I have to begin to put in you tonight is different. Go get my other iPad. It's plugged up behind my desk on it. Want to talk to you a few minutes about why you're not getting further in the spirit as you would desire to go. There is so much more. Traditionally and religiously, we have somewhat gone around in circles for many years. And apostolic and prophetically, the Lord is aiming to those of us who desire and hunger and thirsty to bring us closer and deeper in the things of God. Now, one of the mistakes, you may not be able to identify with it, but by a lack of prayer and a lack of understanding what prayer is, prayer is communication with God. And if you're not praying, thank you, son, if you're not praying, you're not communicating. You can read the Bible all you want. It's the communication. Now listen very carefully. Don't listen very carefully, because this can supernatural your life tonight. This can supernatural your life. I know a lot of y'all have been doing a lot of praying, been in church a long time. But what the Spirit of God revealed to me is that we're studying a lot of history about God and about people in the Bible. But he said he want to unveil and reveal his mysteries to you. In other words, personal touch. Personal insight that you will not get by memorization. It has to come by revelation. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So a large part of the church, with the preaching, teaching, dancing, prophesied, is still in the history. It's all about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc., etc., three Hebrew boys. But in these last days, we're going to have to know the mysteries.
Yes,
sir. They're in 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Look at it with me. Prior to our starting, it's not going to be our text, but just look at it with me. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. See, speaking not history. Okay. Mysteries, if you permit me to say it this way, is new fiber in the spirit. You're getting fortified in the spirit based on you and God relationship. Not God and Daniel and you. Okay, these people had personal relationship with God by understanding the mysteries of God, not just reading history. When he told that parable in Matthew 13 about the seed, I think it's Matthew 13, am I right? About the seed, is it right, Matthew 13? About the seed, he got down to a part, he started talking about mystery. And then he got down to another thing. He said, he that has ears to hear, what level are you hearing on? If you only tonight, if I minister, if you only hear sound, you're not going to get it. There's a way to hear in the spirit that puts you beyond the world. Watch the next statement I'll make. Put you beyond Satan. So a lot of little fake deals he's pulling when you start hearing the mysteries of the kingdom. Them little fake deals not going to work. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me closer because I'm dealing with some tonight that is explosive. But you're going to have to hear in the spirit. You're going to have to hear not only physically. And then when you hear it, you're going to have to use your mouth to speak it. You see, on the paper, and you've heard it, and it's in your mind, not good enough. You're going to have to, for it to become alive to you in the spirit realm, you're going to have to take it personal. Okay. The Christian life is a personal life. It's not a crowd. It's not a group. It's an intimacy between you and God. And if you're going to stay limited all your life if you don't understand that. Tonight we're going to deal with always releasing the power of the blood in your life. Always releasing the power of the blood in your life. Now, many of you are going to find out y'all haven't been doing it. You're going to get some instruction, but you're going to have to listen. You're really going to have to listen that the Holy Spirit can speak this to your heart, that you can be above the pack in the realm of the Spirit. You can't relate to God physically. You can't relate to God mentally. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him how? Spirit and truth. So let us get rid of all your fake religion. Online, I'm talking to you too. Let's get all this fake stuff that you can have revelation beyond situation. Revelation beyond situation. We got to be different. See. Now, that scripture, that first scripture, 14:2, he talked about when we're speaking on tongue, we speak not unto man but unto God. How be in the spirit, we speak as mystery. So, what you want when you listening to the word of God or reading the word of God or sharing the word of God, you want to be in the mystery. But there has to be, I'm trying to keep them praying in tongues, there has to be an intimacy between you and God beyond just the paper in the Bible. God has to come alive to you, sit with you, talk with you, touch with you, exchange with you, insight just between you and him. I'm going to say a lot of things to you tonight. You got to always releasing the power of the blood in your life. Now, if people don't come here and prepare this place for service already, you know. Had some people come earlier, they prayed. They got, sit down, they got it ready. Sit down, they come and prayed already. There's two openings of scripture, and when I tell you where they are, you're going to know that you really going to need to be listening. They're in the book of Revelation. Revelation 5 and Revelation chapter 12. In the fifth chapter of Revelation, the ninth verse, and they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof." And we want to open the seals. "For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth." You see that? "And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousand of thousand. Now watch what he say here. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. Now notice these things. You need to understand, underline these different things he's telling us about, because they belong to you to receive power, see it, and riches, and wisdom. You seeing it? And strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. All that came through the blood. We're going to come back to that. Go to Revelation now, chapter 12. We're talking about always releasing the power of the blood in your life. Now, I woke up this morning with my bedroom flooded with blood enforcing angels. My middle son come to check on me, and he opened the door and he said, "Are y'all doing all right, Dad?" I said, "Yeah, I'm doing fine." I said, "This room just was flooded with blood enforcing angels." And then they wanted me to give them the demand to come to Darrow. See, angels can't function unless somebody know how to talk to them. So they came on down here. And you're going to get some revelation tonight that you're going to need angels to help you enforce them. They're ready to take your life into a new position. Remember now, we can't be dealing with history. Mystery, meaning that revelation and inspiration and insight and understanding gonna have to come to you through your spirit. And you're gonna have to function in it spiritually. The natural not gonna do it. Memorization not gonna do it. You're gonna have to be in the spirit. John said, "I was in the spirit," Revelation 1:10. "I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And because I was in the spirit, I heard. I saw. I wrote some things down because I was in the spirit." All right? Now, so those blood enforcing angels are here, and I believe they'll go home with you. But I believe you need to talk to them. You can talk to them. Are not they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation? So you can talk to them. All right? Now, here in Revelation 12, verse 10. "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Now watch verse 11. Not history about the blood, not the scripture you have memorized by the blood, but do you have a personal intimacy with the blood of Jesus? Do you recognize there are divine inspirations because you're a Christian? God can apply to your understanding that you can function above this world system. We're going to deal with a little shadow problem you got tonight. They look big, but they're actually shadow. If you function from the right dimension and you're hearing God's voice, he's telling you what to do, ain't nothing you can't handle. Are you hearing me? "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb," verse 11, "and by the words of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death." Now let me begin to show you what he told me to show you. scriptures are real powerful. You got seven things in there that the blood do for you when you're in Revelation. Always releasing the power of the blood in your life. Now you understand, I go over it again. We're not talking about the scriptures you read. We talk about the revelation that came out of the scripture. Yes. To you, personal. In yes. other words, permitting God to write an epistle in you. Yes. To you. And you're reading a personal insight that God has given to you. Personally. The other person might see it different, but you his child, and he got some things personal for you, and they are not history, they are mysteries. So you're only going to be able to see them through the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to look out of our spiritual eyes into the blood flow. What does blood really mean? Where is this blood now? What is this blood doing now? Well, when I call on the blood, what can I expect? All right. Now listen to this. Applying the blood to every transaction. God, flood me with the revelation of the blood. I told you, you got to say something. See, until it come out of your mouth, right. It's impersonal. Yeah. Nobody can make nothing personal to you but you. You know, it says, God, flood me with the revelation of the blood. Keep stirring up your blood rights in me. You listening?
Yes, sir.
So if you want God to see the blood on your life, you must also always see the blood on your life. Let's just stick with me. For it is there, but you must keep it flowing. The blood there, but you got to keep it flowing. I said the blood there, but you got to keep it flowing. Remember now, we're not talking about a religious service. I've been to church and I heard about the blood and we danced and I shouted. No, we're talking about personal intimacy and revelation and insight and anointing upon you to handle any demonic force that try to put its hand upon you or your family or any other way. But you have to have the insight, not just Jesus died on the cross. The cross was opening traffic to the throne. The church stayed at the cross. But God, Jesus now on the throne. He's no longer on the cross. Why are you on the cross? You see the difference? All right. The Holy Spirit is the blood revealer and releaser. Yeah, blood revealer. You cannot get no revelation on the blood without the Holy Spirit. I don't care what you read. I don't care how many scriptures you quote. The Holy Spirit is the only one can pull out the full ingredient of the blood. Now think what's going to happen when you're reading your scripture from now on. Think what's going to happen when you're in prayer from now on with that insight. Trusting the Holy Spirit to reveal, take me beyond history. Take me beyond what happened to the three Hebrew boys. Take me to insight of what's happening to me right now. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
To the Holy Spirit is the blood revealer and releaser. He says to me to say to you, you must see the benefits, plural, blessing, and breakthrough, plural, of the blood on your life daily. You must see the benefits, plural, blessing, plural, and breakthrough, plural, of the blood on your life daily. Benefit, blessing, and breakthrough. I assure you, after this night, you're going to see some benefit, blessings, and breakthroughs you wasn't seeing. You hear me online? Are y'all listening? Oh, hallelujah. Somebody got to holler. I said, the Holy Spirit is the blood revealer and releaser. You must see the benefits, blessings, and breakthroughs of the blood on your life daily. Flowing in the blood. Growing in your blood rights. Already paid for. Ha, ha, ha. Let me say it one way to stir you up. Every problem you have in your life is already paid for. And when I say already paid for, here was the Holy Spirit telling me it means solved. It's nothing, absolutely nothing the blood can't solve. I got to give you these things before I give you the man point. You must know how to release the benefits of the blood on purpose. Release them. Listen at this. Victory are always standing and ready to supply supernatural blood rights to your life on purpose. You didn't hear it? I'm going over again because it cost me for this. Victories are always standing and ready to supply supernatural blood rights. Supernatural blood rights. You ain't never heard that. Supernatural blood rights to your life on purpose. So you praying. You say, God, I want my supernatural blood right. God, love it. What you say, God? What you say? God, I've been waiting on you. You're the one I've been waiting on. I'm waiting on somebody who know they got the power and know how to activate the power and not afraid of nobody and nothing. Nothing more powerful than the blood. You listening?
Yes, sir.
If there had been anything you haven't been able to accomplish in your life, this is your night. I want you to listen. See, the blood going to cause so much accomplishment in your life from a revelation of the mystery of the blood and not the history of the blood. The mystery of the blood make it alive in your situation.
Yes, sir.
And so from now on in your life, you're going to be pulling full power from the blood. And there is no power that exists that is greater than the power of the blood. So deceptively, Satan don't want us to know how much power we have. He let us mention the blood, sing about the blood. But we start walking in the revelation of the blood on daily basis from the Holy Ghost through the word of God and through our faith, everything got to change. There are moments you're going to have to pause Oh, God Almighty. And let the blood talk to you. Now, I know two words the blood use all the time. Two words the blood use all the time. The Holy Ghost is calling to me right now. It's finished. Don't care what it look like. Don't care what it feel like. Don't care how many against you. It is finished. You got to walk in that. You got to use the scripture sometime when things look rough. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Let your faith walk on that street. Ooh, my goodness. Here's what he told me to tell you. Listen, it's time to take the limits off. And look what the end of that voice said. God, it's not just about you. Listen. Your life is not just about you. Your life is about God. Wait a minute. When the world and Satan mess with you, your life, they're messing with God's life. And God's saying to you, let me handle it for you. Let me handle it for you. Let me change it for you. Come to me in prayer. Praise me. Walk with me. Dance with me. Let me tell you how to handle that. Stop trying to handle it yourself. If there had been anything you haven't been able to accomplish in your life, this is your night. Listen, it's time to take the limits off so God can be magnified. Your blood rights are so powerful, but you must know how to activate them in spite of all this religious traffic. Yes. This religious traffic. And they say, hallelujah. Boy, they can say it too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they say it, don't nothing happen. The Bible talks about having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You remember this church, and you online hooked up with this church. Well, I want you to have power. I don't want you just talking and crying and dancing. You got to have some power. You got to have some victory in your life. Because your life is the response of God's life. You living for God. Religious traffic. Religious traffic says you're supposed to be broke. It's prosperity gospel, they call it. Stupid. You want to preach a poverty gospel? Or stay broke gospel? You sit there and listen to that. Speaking the blood. So you sit down because you're going to need your right. Speaking the blood on daily basis will bring forth Jesus, the cross, the blood, the resurrection, and the seated position of Christ today, and release, I know I'm saying a lot of things, release the glory, grace, mercy of God at all times. I'll go over it. Speaking the blood on daily basis. Now, you're not speaking history. You speak in something God has revealed to you. You and God has had a personal talk. And in the conversation, God started revealing himself to you. If I was in this position, God says, this is what I would do. Y'all heard that? Yes. We want to find out what God would do in this situation. How God would handle it. You see? And you got that right. You his daughter, you his son, you got the right to handle every situation just like he would handle it. And you know if he handled it, you know it's going to happen, right? You know if he handled it, You know how it's going to come out, right?
Yes.
I'm hearing him say to tell you he never handled nothing wrong. He never make a mistake. And he never lose a battle. And he put that in you. Well, your flesh going to give you a little trouble. And your mind going to give you a little trouble. But you keep your spirit connected to the Holy Spirit. But listen, it's time to release all your birthright on purpose in power by the blood. It is time to release all your birthright on purpose in power by the blood by having blood blessing insight. Say blood blessing insight. Say it again. Say blood blessing insight.
It's on the inside of me.
And I'm going to let it come out. Man, it's a lot of stuff. Now, here's the prophecy. Then we're going to get to those seven things that the blood calls back there in Revelation. Here's the prophecy. Revelation are coming at such a vast volume. I have to put it out as soon as I get it. So we will be ready for the rest that is coming. There are so many places in the spirit God wants us to see and practice and share with many people the results you'll get in. You need to be getting results. I wouldn't stand up here and preach to you if I wasn't getting results. If the word hadn't come true for me, I ain't got nothing to preach about. Turning pressure into power. Turning setback into promotion. Keep showing in love, power, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Keeping all failures under your feet. Being solid and stable at all times. No matter what come up. The blood flowing benefits are waiting on you. Say the blood flowing benefits are waiting on me. Matter of fact, say it with your name. Waiting on Leroy. Do you all have any idea what time it is? What happening up in here tonight? This is no historical meeting. Heaven is opening up its arm to us in every situation. I hear him sing that song. Come on in. That's the way you go. Come on in. Yeah, he's calling you in now. He's calling you into your blood-bought rights. By revelation, insight, understanding, anointing, and willingness. Revelation are coming in such a vast volume. I had to put it out as soon as I get it, so we'll be ready for the rest that is coming. There are many places in the Spirit of God want us to see and practice and share with many people the results you'll get. I'm reading it over, I know. I got to read this over because I want you to hear this. I want you to reread this and I want you to say it out of your mouth. I'm talking about at privately in your car, wherever you're at. Turning pressure into power and turning setbacks into promotion. Think about it. Keep showering in love, power, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Whew. Keeping all failure under your feet. Stomp a little bit. being solid and stable at all times. Listen to what he says. The blood flowing benefits are waiting on you. The blood flowing benefits are waiting on Leroy. God, is there blood flowing benefit can handle this? I dare you. I dare you. That blood powerful, boy. Is there a blood-borne, can you share with me a blood-borne benefit that can handle this problem? You see it? And you can't sit up here and look at your watch and hear me. You don't even know where you're at. We're in the spirit. There's an anointing being cast on you. A blood anointing being cast on you, your house, your children, your grandchildren, your job, your business, your health, your finance. It's being cast on you right now. You hear me online? Y'all call somebody and tell them better turn that TV on. They're going to miss out. I'm giving the glory to God. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm feeding just like, I'm eating just like you eating. But I feel stronger. I feel it might last longer. Hallelujah. I'm so bold. I splash the blood on every situation you're dealing with. I'm just that bold tonight. I got that much confidence in the blood as he revealed the blood to me. Everything going to be all right. Everybody going to be all right. Everything else is a lie. In him I live, move, and have my being. It come to be a reality. It come because, you know, we sing and we pray, we sing, we preach, we teach, we holler, we dance, and go home and lose. Look at the point next to you and say, that's old for me. I ain't going to do it. Shoot. Talk to somebody up in here. All right, you may be seated. All right, come on. Keeping all failures under your feet. Being solid and stable at all times. Talking about the blood now. The blood flowing benefits are waiting on you. The blood is the loud speaking voice of victory. The question he asked me, he said, why are many living a limited life? That didn't come from me, he said. Listen, I will lift you into my benefit kind of life if you obey me now. Yes, some things you have to do based on those scriptures. Yes, some things. Stop admitting defeats and use your power of triumph daily. Stop talking about defeat. Stop talking about God letting me go through this because he's trying to teach me something. God ain't put nothing evil on you. God ain't put no sickness on you. God ain't put no problem on your family. All that come from the devil. The devil will trick the church. Come out, God, so I can grow up. I preached that sometime myself in years past. That's a flat-foot lie. Any bad thing come to you is not from God. So crush it out. In the name of Jesus. God don't teach through hardship. Amen. God teach through revelation. Yes. Teach through his word. Teach through the anointing. Yes. Everything else comes from the devil. Yes. Your left leg hurting, it came from the devil. Yes. So tell him leave. Yes. Take your hand off my leg. Yes. Right now in the name of Jesus. Talk and walk in the power of the blood daily. Talk and walk in the power of the blood daily. Now listen to the next one. The next one, Paul. Pulling your life out of religious traffic by blood revelation being put to practice. You got to get out of that traffic. They're dressing all kind of way with their knees out and everything showing. And before the preacher can preach, they break out in the dance. They're going to dance all of a sudden. You don't know who is who. You don't know what bathroom to go to. Listen very carefully. There's a blood trail. What I said?
There's a blood trail.
That the Holy Spirit wants to put you on. That will change your life forever. That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm here tonight.
Yes.
It's time to know and to know how to release 7 blood-given benefits. 7 blood, turn back to Revelation 5 now. 7 blood-given benefit. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Look at verse 12. Revelation 5 and 12. I'm going to try to go over them right quick. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. That's Jesus, you see. That he was slain to what? What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What you got? See? See? See, those 7 things belong to you. Don't let no religious revelation talk you out of it. They are yours. They are divine benefits been placed in place for you as you, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. All right? So I believe every person in the sound of my voice, if you're going through any type of hardship, if you're going through any hard relationship, I believe God's gonna change it. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. Y'all think I'm the Pocahontas man or something. Come on. I believe that something happening to you right here as we sit here tonight. I believe your life is about to get happier, freer. Huh? Because there's some people you believe you need, you don't even need them. You're better off without them. I don't let everybody tie me up. Say, Reverend, I'm going to tell you this. No, I don't have time. Because I heard you what you said about me already. Now you want to talk to him and hug me? And now, how you doing? Then pray for him. I can pray for him. Yeah, I pray for him. I don't have to do a whole lot of fellowship. Now, I want you to think about it, my sisters and brothers. There's a blood anointing in this house. And it's going to follow you the rest of your life. Your prayer is going to be different. Your confession will be different. Your decree is going to be different. You're going to get to the point that you don't need to ask God for nothing. Just fellowship with him. Tell him, Mama John, ask him, what you want me to do? That's why I sent that text out on the phone today about everybody needs to get on this witness thing. It's very important to God. You understand? And the church has not done it. Church, whosoever will, let them come on Sunday morning. That's it. Most Christians don't know nothing about no witnesses. They ain't never told nobody about Jesus. They never challenge how the Holy Spirit can help you say something to a person and bring them to Christ. We need to do that. Matter of fact, it's seven part. It sat there a long time. It sat there a long time, boy. Long time. But we finally got to it. Sal, let me go 5-10 more minutes. All right, the first one. Stop admitting defeats and use your power of triumph daily. That's a blood statement. That's in that verse, you see. Power. That's the word power. The first word is power, right? Huh? Y'all with me? Secondly, talk and walk in the power of the blood daily. Say it again. Thirdly, putting your life out of religious traffic by blood revelation being put to practice. My goodness. Let me see here. I might want to say it a little different here. Let's go back up to number one, power. And I want you to write in your notes, seven blood impartation. Comes to me now. Comes to me now. Seven blood impartations comes to me now. The first one is power. Listen, you receive power. Jesus received power for us. Today you have the ability and strength of God in you. You're not a weakling or a victim. Your day of powerless or history. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
You can face life equipped with his power. For the spirit of the living God dwells in you. Say, the spirit of the living God dwelleth in me. That means he never leave me. I don't care how I feel. Don't let your feeling run you. Feeling will take you to hell. You make you catch hell on here. All right, the next word is riches. You receive riches. Jesus became poor so you can become rich. Some of y'all got quiet now. You don't believe you're supposed to be rich. But I'm up there with your man of God. I'm telling you, you got the divine right to be rich. I don't care how your family came out. I don't care what cousin no saying all them. You got the power to be rich. Stop thinking about all that old school stuff. And let the power of God flow through you. And you don't have to go after it. It will come after you. Let me say it again. As your pastor. And as your apostle. And as your prophet. And as your father. Nothing wrong with being rich. Are you hearing me? Just keep God first praise. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. My God shall supply all your need according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The seed has wealth, prosperity, and abundance on the inside of it. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Riches. You received riches. Just became, Jesus became poor so you can become rich.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I like this one. The drought is over.
The
curse is broken. And you do not have to be poor another day in your life. Let me read that again. The drought is over.
The curse is broken.
And you do not have to be poor another day in your life. Ooh. Jesus, it's Wednesday night too. Poverty is a curse. And it's not your portion from God. God will for your life is abundant. And Apostle John reviewed it in 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper. Look, he said, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health even as thy soul prosper. Wisdom is another one there in Revelation. Jesus have been made wisdom to you. Days of confusion and lack of direction are over. You won't be confused no more. You understand? Look at Ecclesiastes 10:10 quickly. Ecclesiastes 10:10. Solomon said, but wisdom is profitable to direct. And what you studying tonight, I'll say it another way. You're studying blood wisdom. I got blood wisdom on the inside of me. Listen to this, talking about a Christian. You do not have to go through life aimless and without direction. How many of y'all can remember that time? The blood is our access to the wisdom of God from the Holy Ghost. All right, let's go to the next one. Strength. See them seven, there's the seventh thing that the blood's supposed to be producing in your life. Strength. You are now anointed with fresh oil. And you have the strength of a wild ox because of the blood. You do not have to be a weakling anymore. Your body can remain strong. Stop talking about that old stuff. I'm getting old, girl. You know I'm over 50. Shut up. You do not have to be a weakling anymore. Your body can remain strong. Your spirit is strong. Your mind is strong to deal with life circumstances. Then honor. Listen to it. You have a crown of honor on your head. You say you make us kings and priests, you know. The word says he make us kings and priests for him. As long as we give him the glory. Now you get selfish, you're going to mess up. Stay in the spirit. You have a crown of honor on your head. Dishonor is the things of the past. Your days of shame are over. Then glory. God is the glory and lifter of your head. Glory. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
Glory means to be heavenly. Laden with good things. Loaded. Because of the blood, you are loaded today. Oh, no. Y'all going to do better than that. Because, see, y'all don't believe nothing I preach. Because of the blood, you are loaded today. Oh, no, y'all got to do better than that. Online, holler. Because of the blood. I don't care what it looks like. Because of the blood, I'm loaded today. I'm loaded with blessing. I'm loaded with joy. I'm loaded with money. I'm loaded with health. I'm loaded. Man, look at somebody and tell them, I'm loaded. So, he said, you're the head, not the tail. The world has been trying to make the church the tail. It trying to feel, but that wealth transfer is coming. I'm gonna teach you. Money coming, wealth transfer. It's coming because they try to make us, the government, try to make us depend on them. But they're supposed to be dependent on us. It's our stuff. All that money them football players got and all that, if they're not Christian, that's our money. And most of them not happy, no, if they're not serving God. Money can't make you happy. And then the last one, blessing. Take notes on it. Righteousness is the blessing of the New Testament. Scripture says the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Proverbs 10:22. Put it up there. We really got to read this one. Put it up there. Proverbs 10:22. I want all them liars to see it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh broke. It maketh rich. And he added, no sorrow with it. Ooh, Jesus. You stand tall and say, I am the blessed of the Lord. You're blessed coming in. And blessed going out. You're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see. Hallelujah. Remember now you got your blood enforcing angel. What does Hebrews 1:14 say? Are not the all mentioned spirit sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation? And Psalm, I think it's Psalm 91, where he talks about the angel watch over you. Powerful. Talk to your angel. You don't pray to them. You command them to go do certain things. You got some things you need done. The angel is there to help you. But they can't because people don't know they're there. All right? So, all right, I'll give you this then. I got a few minutes. I'll sit down. I'll give you this. Blood impartation releases blood enforcing angel. All storms, temptation are over by the blood power being released. All shortcomings are over by supply. These are inspirational things God gave me when I was praying. Living a life of power every hour. This revelation of the blood is about to make all your steps supernatural. This revelation of the blood is about to make all your steps supernatural. Let the blood unpack bad bags of the past and fill your new bag. With blood anointing and power. You ought to have heard this before. There are power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Now you, by this teaching, you ought to have a clear understanding of you're not just singing that song, but it is actually yours by revelation. Place whatever is not going right in your life, speak blood connection to the situation. In other words, I heard this. I didn't write it down. Seek the blood on it. Seek the blood on it. The situation is not going right. Seek the blood. Put the blood on it. Cotton candy religion is over in your life by blood-filled adventure. Blood favor, anointing are being released. The blood is always giving applause to the supernatural. In class, permitting angels to enforce your blood right. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.